T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes. So ready.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
I'm ready.
And this is Overtime.
Okay. I'm ready.
13-1. The Cardinals have the lead, and it's a 2-2 count on Mr. Swanson with 2 out. And the 2-2 pitch from Cabrera. Here it is. Fastball, swing and a miss, struck him out. And your Cardinal team is National League Division champions, and they're going to go to the championship series.
Well, that was a crazy day. Tom Ackerman was guaranteeing a win yesterday morning, but I don't even think he was predicting a record 10-run first inning, launching the Cardinals to the NLCS with a 13-1 victory over the Braves. Charlie, are you, what was your reaction?
Well, okay, I hadn't paid close attention until someone said to me, the Cardinals are up 7-0, and I thought, I got to call Colleen Bosler at the Audiology Center, because there's no way this is happening. And then it was 10-0, and I said, I cannot believe this. It's the reverse of Donovan Osborne, Game 7 of the NLCS, mm-hmm. National League Championship Series, 1996, I think. I remember watching that game when Donovan Osborne just struggled in that first inning. It was so sad. So this was like, it was the most damage done to Atlanta since St. Louis and William Tecumseh Sherman went through there. It was just devastating, humiliating, ugly, and I loved every minute of it. It was great.
I was shocked. I was listening to it on the radio. And at some point, you're thinking, well, this inning will never end. Like, maybe they're going to score 20 runs. What's happening? So I had a lot of fun listening to it on the radio. And who wouldn't with that that KMOX crew? But no, I wasn't expecting that at all. And I will say, have you seen the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt?
I haven't. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Jonah Hill.
And read the book.
Oh, well, good for you. It is
in the original Latin,
which is the version Jesus read.
Right.
In that movie, which is such a good movie, there's a scene when the Oakland A's are up by a bazillion runs, but then whoever they're playing, I forgot, starts to come back and chips away and chips away, and the game goes into extra innings. And I couldn't get that out of my mind because I didn't want to jinx it by feeling comfortable. So I remained glad but uncomfortable throughout the whole first inning. And then as it became 11-0, 12-1, or 13-1, I relaxed a little bit.
Well, my experience was I was heading over to a friend's house to watch the game. And I was texting my daughter, come downstairs, we're leaving. So I hadn't turned on the radio. It was about 4:15. And I the first thing I saw was a tweet that said, complete and total meltdown in the first inning. Yeah. But it was a St. Louisan tweeting that, and that was it. So I thought, oh my gosh, no. The Cardinals are melting down. So by the time I get to my friend's house, it's still the first inning. And her son answers the door and goes, it's 10-1. And I'm like, oh no. And he goes, why oh no? Because I thought, I just assumed. And
yeah,
anyway.
No kidding. Because you're, you know, you're St. Louis and that's the way we kind of think. But, you know, we got to say, we were all right in late July when we told John Mozeliak, don't make any moves before the trade deadline.
That's what we said.
Don't do that.
Everybody
he
said
he listened
it.
To us, finally.
You know what we should have done is we should have had a list of all the historic events that happened between the start of the first inning, you know, and the end of the first inning. Like, man landed on the moon.
Oh,
the
yeah.
iPhone was invented.
Yes, it was a long inning. Well, the Cardinals now are going to face the Washington Nationals, who are making their first NLCS appearance, which probably means, and since it's the Washington Nationals, they'll probably get the bulk of the attention from the national sports media for those two reasons. Cardinals will have home field advantage in the best of seven series. The Cardinals went 5-2 against the Nationals this season. So, Amy, how are you feeling about their odds against the team from D.C.?
I feel fine. I would say, you know, happy but uncomfortable, as one should be. Personally, even though the Dodgers, I believe, were the better team, are the better team, I would have preferred to see the Dodgers because one of my favorite fall activities is watching the Cardinals beat Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers in October. I mean, Kershaw, you talk about a meltdown. That guy cannot play in the postseason, and he cannot play against the Cardinals. Plus, I like his name, Kershaw, because it always reminds me. And I and my Kershaw and Ma and her cap settled down for a warm winter's nap.
Wow.
Which no one else thinks
No one
but
does,
that's
Amy.
That's what I think.
Well, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the Blues, you know, because they were clicking on all the right cylinders at the right time. They found a way to win when they had to. So, you know, I'm not the only one to see this parallel here. Plus, of course, we had the young kid from the Frederick Roofing family playing for the Bruins. And don't we have a St. Louis guy, Max Scherzer, who's pitching for the Nationals? You know, his parents love to watch Donnybrook, they tell me. So,
Yeah, but Dave Freeze is on the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, I've had enough of Mr. Freeze. I'm ready. I was afraid to take on the Dodgers. I think we can beat the Nationals. I mean,
yeah, the Dodgers really, to me, they seemed unbeatable for much of the year.
Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute, where are the Dodgers? What happened?
They were the Tampa Bay Lightning of Major League Baseball. The Tampa Bay Lightning were historically good in the regular season and out.
You know, also, we had one of the Carey kids as an announcer for the Braves, and I do believe Bob Carpenter, who used to call Cardinal games, is one of the voices of the Nationals. We'll have to try and get him on.
Well, Mike Shildt deserves a lot of credit for this team that's heading into more postseason play, but he's also getting a bit of criticism as well. We'll talk about that when we return with round two of OT, KMOX News Time, 8:38. All right, Amy and Charlie worked really hard on that bed yesterday. They were trying to get the vocals down in the studio.
Yeah, that was Charlie's screech right there. It's pretty good.
Or it might have been Mike Shildt.
That was
I don't know.
Flu shot screech.
It was a flu shot, right?
When he got the flu shot yesterday. We recorded it.
Oh man!
Oh, the perils of social media, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't know how serious this is, honestly, but a video surfaced last night. With Cardinals manager Mike Shildt, he was giving a fiery, expletive-laden speech to his team in the locker room. Now, this would have been, behind closed doors, team only, but Randy Arozarena, I love to say that, he was actually live-streaming it on Instagram. So, a lot of people saw it. I believe it has since been removed, but Amy, let's start with you. Any issues with Coach Shildt going, what people are calling this, going full-on Berube?
He Berube'd the team. Okay. I mean, personally, I don't use those words, but I have no problem with the manager being in the locker room talking to his team the way pretty much everybody in professional sports talks. My biggest issue is, Arozarena should not have posted a video that's a behind-closed-door meeting. I mean, I always assumed locker rooms were sacred, right? And the clubhouse is sacred, and that's your team moment. That's your family moment, and you keep that private. So it should never have been posted on social media. This is not Mike Shildt's fault. And why are people appalled that Mike Shildt is speaking this way, but Craig Berube was lauded and praised, like, oh, we love this guy. He is the people's coach. Baseball and hockey, I guess, have different standards. But no, I have no problem with Shildt saying what he said. I have a problem with Randy Arozarena posting it.
Well, you know, people do make mistakes with social media. We learn again and again. We never learn. You know, about 20 years ago, Dick Vermeil had a profanity-laced press conference. It wasn't behind closed doors. It wasn't surreptitiously taped. It was in front of the media, and it was one bomb after another. That's the world we live in. We later today are going to have the drummer for the Black Crowes, Steve Gorman, with us. I mean, he talks about Chris and Rich Robinson, who were, you know, the leads in the band. Every other word is profanity. I mean, actually, it's pretty hilarious. Gorman's going to be with us later today. You know, you walk into a bookstore now, those words are actually on the front cover. It's the title of the book.
Yeah.
It's the world we live in. And, you know, I don't find it too much of a deal.
We have never had to bleep out a
Mike Schilt speech on this station. So he knows when to be appropriate with his swear words.
Oh, but back in the day, we would air these banquets with Whitey, and he'd be talking about Zipper Zeppa and didn't like him. And man, I remember Clarence Nieder, the board operator, said, I had to go on delay 50 times in the first half hour.
Kim Wicks is an hour behind.
it was like that, yeah. So, I mean, what do you think? We had a guy from St. Louis who was the coach of the Orioles, Earl Weaver. You know, it was just one after another. It's part of life. It's part of the game.
Well, I think Debbie made the best point, though. Just a few minutes ago, you said, but they're the Cardinals. You know, we are the Cardinals. And I think that is it. That's the point. They are the Cardinals. And apparently the Cardinal way is expletive free.
Well, some people will, I think most of the people who are probably offended by this speech that shouldn't have been broadcast in the first place are probably not really Cardinals fans anyway.
Yeah, good thing we don't post the speech that Charlie gives before the show every day.
Yo, oh my gosh, that's just between us.
Truth be told, is anyone upset with the speech? Not in Cardinal Nation, right?
I would say no.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, we should all be better and eat our vegetables, that's for sure.
I would be upset if like they had lost and the speech was like, well, guys, we tried our best, but, you know, we
see
make
on the golf
mistakes.
Course.
Yeah, I had a vacation planned anyway. That would be upsetting.
Well, here is something that a lot of people do find offensive, and that is the tomahawk chop. Some people are offended. Some people, I find it extremely annoying. Having lived in South Carolina when my husband was going to Clemson, that was ACC territory, we'd go to Florida State would come in to play, and it was tomahawk chop the entire game. It's so annoying. But anyway, also offensive to a lot of people like Cardinals rookie Ryan Helsley, who in an interview with Derek Gould had said, you know, it's offensive. He's from Cherokee Nation, grandson of a full-blooded Cherokee. He said he found the tomahawk chop cheer disappointing and disrespectful. So to the credit of the Atlanta Braves, they actually did something about it. They decided not to put out all the foam tomahawks for this game. However, you could still hear the tomahawk chop going on without that. So
somewhere there's going to be a third world country with
a pile of tomahawks. Charlie, do you think that was a good move by the Braves or?
Yeah, I do. Helsley has a good point, and it became a national story. It is demeaning. It doesn't portray a group of people, you know, very appropriately. And I can see how he'd be sensitive about that, just like many ethnic groups are. Now, I happen to be largely Irish-American. I'm really not offended by the Fighting Irish or that mascot at Notre Dame running around the field. I don't know why. But maybe it's, Cherokee Nation didn't really thrive that well. Maybe it's a group that feels put upon. And I do think it's stereotypical, and it's lived beyond its usefulness.
I disagree with the fact that they got rid of it. I mean, it's your mascot. You're using it as your rally cry. You're using it as, like, you're not mocking it like you're mocking the other team. Like, oh, this is so dumb. You are identifying, right, as the Atlanta Braves, and this is the tomahawk chalk. Now,
which honestly, I think that didn't they steal it from Florida State? It wasn't even theirs originally.
Probably, I don't know. And Helsley has the right to feel how he feels, and he can express that opinion, and that's fine. Personally, I think that's why the Braves lost. I think it was karma for getting rid of the tomahawk chop.
That's what a lot of Atlanta fans say.
That's what I would feel. I think it's karma. Keep the tomahawk chop. It's cool. I think it's really cool.
Have you ever sat through a whole Atlanta Braves game in Atlanta or a Florida State game? But I promise you, by the end of the game, you will be like, I never want to hear that again.
Yes, because you're
so
the opposition.
Annoying.
Exactly.
All right, we need to take a break here. It's 8:49. It's 8:54, Debbie Monterey, Charlie Brennan, Amy Marks-Kors. There have been some Republicans coming out very vocally criticizing President Trump over his decision to pull troops out of Syria, and maybe the strongest words coming from Collinsville Republican Congressman John Shimkus, who is calling President Trump's decision terrible and despicable. He even said that he told his staff to pull his name off the list of Trump supporters. Amy? What do you make of this? And is this a brave decision for John Shimkus?
Well, John Shimkus, as we were talking about, is not up for re-election. So he's, I guess, has nothing to lose by voicing this opinion now. However, I agree with this opinion that it is terrible and despicable what Trump did. And he can say, Trump being the he, can say in his great and unmatched wisdom, he decided to pull the troops out of Syria because he wants to end these stupid and endless wars. That's not what he did. He moved 100 soldiers. 100 soldiers, he moved them out of key areas so Turkey could attack our Kurdish allies. That's what he did. This, to me, is one of the worst moves of the Trump presidency. I don't even care about the Ukraine phone call anymore compared to this.
Well, the question about Chimkis is, of course, he's not running for re-election. So someone in that position can say, hey, I don't support Trump anymore and not suffer any consequences. I like John Chimkis a lot, but it's not the bravest move that a politician can make. Let's just put it that way. As for, Amy and I went back and forth on this for about 20 minutes yesterday. I just hope that there isn't bloodshed. I don't know what's going on there right now. The fog of war, it's hard to tell what the facts are. But the president did say that he was going to destroy the Turkish economy if they attacked the Kurds. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, and instead, which when Turkey started its attack immediately following Trump's rearrangement of 100 U.S. troops, because the U.S. presence there being that minimal is a big deal, because Turkey is not going to kill American troops. So just having those troops there was able to stave off Turkish aggression. Now, Trump has tweeted that it's a bad idea. That's what he did. He told him it was a bad idea.
All right, we've got to go. We've got Amy and Charlie at the top of the hour after news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.